we get you a big plantation dress, crinoline, lace, a big hat, a parasol, very refined. Your hair's on your shoulders in curls. You're just coming in from a big ball where a lot of Southern gentlemen were trying to feel you up over the fried chicken and hog jowls. But you cooled them all. Why? Because you're a lady, damn it. You come on stage. The ball's over, but you still got your honor. You got your little pet with you to tell it good night, and you say to it, "There was plenty beau at that ball, honey, but I still got my honor." Then the goddamn bird starts grabbing at your dress. You're shocked, you're surprised, you're innocent, but you're too refined to stop it. Got it?
"That's great," Darlene said.
"That's drama," Lana corrected. "Okay, let's give it a try. Music, maestro."
"Whoa! Now we're really back on the plantation."
Joan slid the needle across the first few grooves of the record.
"I'm pretty stupid to open my mouth in this miserable cat house."
Darlene minced out on the stage, sashaying demurely, and making a rosebud of her mouth, said,
"There sure was plenty balls at that bow, honey, but..."
"Stop!"
Lana hollered.
"Give me a chance," Darlene pleaded. "It's my first time. I've been practicing being an exotic, not an actress."
"You can't remember one simple line like that."
"Darlene got not a joy nerves."
Jones clouded the area in front of the stage.
"It come from low wage and high intimidation. The bird be getting it too pretty soon. Be snarling and clawing and falling off his stand. Whoa!"
"Darlene's your pal, huh? I see she's always passing you magazines," Lana said angrily. This Jones was really starting to get under her lotion skin. "This act is mostly your idea, Jones. You sure you want to see her get a chance on the stage?"
"Sure. Whoa! Somebody got to get ahead in this place. Anyway, this act got plenty class, bringing a lot of trade. I be getting a raise. Hey!"
Jones smiled a yellow crescent that opened the lower part of his face.
"I got all my whole pin on that bird."
Lana had an idea that would help business and hurt Jones. She'd let him go too far already. "Good," Lana said to him. "Now listen to me, Jones. You want to help out Darlene here? You think this act is good, huh? I remember you said Darlene and the bird was going to bring in so much business I'd need a doorman. Well, I got a doorman. You."
"Hey! I ain't coming around here at night below the minimum wage."
"You're coming on opening night," Lana said evenly. "You're going to be out front on the sidewalk. We're going to rent you a costume. Real old South doorman. You attract the people in here, understand? I want to see a full house for your pal and her bird.